Well, hello there and happy new year. Yes, we made it 2025. Oh, this is going to be just a spectacular year, right? Well, we hope so. That's what we wish for you. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I am super excited today on this first live broadcast back from New Year's. By the way, we got all the messages that have come in about yesterday's show with Father Chris Alar. It was a brand new content show about the Mass. We've got all the responses are coming in saying how much you loved it. And so, yes, we will re-air it or pick it up in the archive section of EWTN because, yes, we love Father Chris Alar, and he explained the Mass so beautifully. But today is our first live broadcast back. We are taking your calls, and I need your calls because you drive the show. And I have a special treat for you. I do. The treat is our producer, Michael McCall, is going to be my co-host today. So I wanted to say, hey, Michael, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Debbie.
Thank you. You do such a great job at producing Take Two. So now you have to multitask and bring the callers on air with us. And Michael's going to take care of all of that. And Matt is on the phones, ready and willing to answer your call. And we have Pedro on social media. The title of the show today is Never Ever Give Up. Never Ever Give Up. You know who used to say that? John Paul II. And he went through a lot, didn't he? That great saint of ours, he went through a lot. And he would say, be not afraid, never, ever give up. Persevere, okay? Stay strong, stay focused. And this kind of relates to something that I'm going through personally. So that's why Michael has stepped in as co-host today. I want to hear from you, because if you're going through a difficult time right now, like I am with this eye situation. So Michael is my set of eyes for the calls. And my husband, Marty, is also helping as well. I've been borrowing Marty's eyes to help me. I do have surgery scheduled for January 7th. So I know I'm getting all the emails coming in asking, please, can you tell us when the surgery is? The first eye is going January 7th. And I pray that I make it there healthy to do the surgery and I get the eyesight back. And so we'll be off and rolling for the new year. Jerry will be back the following day, January 8th. We'll be together on the show, God willing. And we are going to take on 2025 in just a spectacular way. But today is Never Ever Give Up. So I want to hear from the Take Two family. Now, we broadcast all over the world thanks to EWTN Global Catholic Radio. So I want to hear how you, the Take Two family member, you're the one that's listening right now, okay? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. How do you stay strong? How do you never, ever let go, give up? You know, how do you stay not only focused, but determined to learn something out of these difficult experiences we seem to all be going through? Here is the number. We should just flood the phones at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call in and share with the world how you are able to hang on. I'll be that blunt. I'm going to be really honest with you guys. This has been the hardest 8 months of my life. I have been through two bouts of cancer, 1994, 2018, and I thought I was through everything. And I thought, okay, Lord, I did two rounds with going up against this cancer thing, and now having my eyesight really compromised due to the treatments. It's just really been shocking. I'll be really honest with you. Am I able to hang on? I'll tell you, it's because of my faith. Absolutely. Because of my faith. I don't know how people do it who don't have faith. I really don't. But there have been days that I've hit those really low times. Thank goodness I have a strong support system around me that I can pick up the phone and call someone or talk to Marty, my husband, or really talk to my guardian angel who has been there absolutely every step of the way, because it's tough. But we're told We are expected to never, ever give up. How are you doing? That's what I want to know. Why are we doing this the day after New Year's? Because I don't know if you know this. You could probably Google search it. Many people, right after New Year's, they start to dip. They start to hit a low. New Year's resolutions have already gone away. You know, it didn't seem to stick very long. You know, it just seems like it's an odd thing. But people start to slide a little bit right after the holiday. And we want to talk about it so we can support one another as the mystical body of Christ. The only way to do it is if you fill the phone lines, okay? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call in and share with the world how you feel about this topic. You can also, we're at the start of the new year. You are more than welcome to suggest a 2025 topic. Our show team, Matt, Pedro, Michael, they'll write it all down. We'll add it to the show calendar. It'll be fantastic for 2025. We're starting the new year right, you guys. This is the Take Two family. We've been going 9.5 years. We've been through a lot together. And I really need your participation in this topic. Never, ever give up. And that's what we're talking about today. Be not afraid. Stay focused. Really stay strong. Pray a lot. Trust in God. Trust God over the storm that you are facing. Can you tell that that's what I'm trying to practice? I've been doing that for 8 months. We got to trust God more than the storm that we are in, more than the storm that we are facing. If you're not Catholic, this is your show to call in. You're part of the Take Two family. So don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to ask the question for you or share the experience. We want to hear from you. You are very important to us. Michael and I are waiting to answer your call about never, ever giving up. Give us the tools. Give us the tips. Give us the wisdom. Give us the lived experience. Because this is your show for 2025, the first live broadcast for 2025. How exciting. We've made it. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. And Michael and I will be waiting to hear from you. You can come on air with us and wish everybody, the world, a happy new year. We'll be right back. I love saying Happy New Year. This, we've got to have that feeling of hope. This is the Jubilee year in our church, and the theme is hope. So let's keep that hope, keep that joy, even if we're going through some rough times. I'd love to hear from you. The title of the show today is Never Ever Give Up. So we really need your experience of this to help other souls. And that's what we're doing this whole entire year for Take Two, is we really want souls, the part of the body of Christ, to grow stronger, to heal the body of Christ. If you want to get in on this great conversation we're about to have with our first caller, then all you have to do is dial 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Michael McCall is my co-host today. He's also our producer. And Michael, do we have our first caller?
We have our first caller of 2025. We're going to go to Oscar, who's calling us from Winchester, Virginia, listening on YouTube. Oscar, you're on the air with Debbie Giorgiani.
Hi, Oscar. Hello, Oscar. Are you with us?
Hello.
Okay, start again, Oscar. I just want to say Happy New Year.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year, Debbie, and hello to all of our listeners who are listening on social media and on EWTN radio. Mm-hmm. It's great to be back, taking the call.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oscar, you know what? Your voice always puts a smile on my face. You go right ahead. You have the floor. We're going to listen to what you have to say about never, ever giving up.
Well, thank you, Debbie. It's my pleasure to take the floor. So since today's topic on Take Two is about never, ever giving up, and to me, I feel like we need to have ourselves more motivation in our lives. And when you talk about what you just mentioned, Debbie, about how after New Year's, we go through that point of which our emotions, they dip, mm-hmm. right? They dip mm-hmm. because, well, we finally passed the holiday season. We just passed New Year's now. So we're going through that time where our mood is changing. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we need more motivation. And that's why I take that moment to dedicate my time into just me doing, you know, some things at home. I also pray a lot as well. I pray for my a lot of people, and mm-hmm. that's how I get my emotions up a bit. I yeah. take that time to pray for people mm-hmm. and who are feeling that same emotion of, well, the holidays are over and our emotions just dip. So
right.
to anybody out there who's feeling that sense, try to motivate yourself. Try to talk to God and ask for a lot of positive energy for this year, because, again, this year has just started, and I hope and pray to God that this year is full of a lot of good things and, of course, a lot of big things that are about to come our way. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited for
yeah.
that.
I love your outlook. I think you have the perfect disposition for 2025. You're taking it on. Obviously, you're taking the Jubilee year of hope seriously. You can hear it in your voice, Oscar. And I agree with you. The motivation. You know, you made a comment. I just want to follow up on that for a second, because I think it was so powerful. It was one of those spiritual gems. You made the comment about basically going out there and serving others to help you get out of that, you know, thing that may bring you down or whatever. So you go out there, you're of service to others, and it lifts you up. Well, you know, when we're thinking of people outside of ourselves, right? When we're going outside of ourselves and we're going out into the world and we are Christ, trying to be Christ in the world, it does change the way we feel. So we can feel really down inside if we go out there and we are of service to others. It will naturally boomerang. It will bounce back and it will benefit us in our spirit. And that's what you're saying. And I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. And I've been, like I shared earlier, I've been going through so much for 8 months, and I've tried my hardest not to retreat into myself, because if I retreat into myself, that's just going to make me feel down. So I kept trying to go out there to engage and be with people and hopefully, you know, be somewhat of a help to others. So I love how you said that. And I loved how you used the word motivation. Perfect. Way to go, Oscar. Any final comments before we let you go for today?
Yes. So I know I've been really been thinking about myself, you know, taking my motivation mm-hmm. and my love for the Lord to even bigger lengths than what I am doing right now. And this is where I ask all of you for prayers for my discernment into my entry into priesthood that I'm hopefully, by the grace of God, will be undertaking very, very soon in the future. I haven't gotten all my info down yet. I still have to contact my parish priest and vocation director at my diocese to see how those plans are going to work. But I ask you all for your continued prayers for my discernment into the seminary and for my entry into the priesthood.
Mm-hmm. Well, Oscar, You've got it, because we have been praying since we first found out, and we will continue to pray as you give us updates, because remember, we're journeying with you. We're part of the family. God willing, if it's going in that direction of your vocation to the priesthood, we are behind you completely in prayer. So just know that. Hope you feel it. And God bless you for being so open to the Lord's will. And again, we wish you a very happy new year. Call us again real soon. We got to keep those updates, Oscar. So thank you. All right. Wow. Michael, that was a home run of a call for the first one for 2025. Do we have another caller?
Yes, that was a great call by Oscar. And our next caller is Vivian, who's calling us from Plano, Texas, listening to us on the Great Guadalupe Radio Network. Vivian, you're on the air.
Hey,
hi, Vivian. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just listening to the last caller about motivation. That is great. Yeah, I just want to tell you, Debbie, that for you to hear my voice this morning, I say, God, I glorify His name. In 2019, I had two car wrecks in the city that I live. My car was totaled. That first accident was in February. 91, and within mm-hmm. then I got another car. Then in March, the next month, I had another car wreck back to back. The car totaled. Oh. You know, my life is all about prayers, you know, just worshiping God. I've given my life to God, and I don't play with our mother, my blessed Mother Mary. We just celebrated Christmas, baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas, I was diagnosed with glaucoma in 1999, mm-hmm. and I just had eye surgery December 17th. Mm-hmm. My doctor has been one of the greatest doctors. I don't know, financially has been a single mom struggling, but Dr. Farmer has always helped me with co-payment. And this surgery, he said, Vivian, I have a program I want you to apply. Maybe you can qualify for that program. And I did, and I had my eye surgery this December 17th. Daddy, we celebrated Christmas just this past Christmas. I was there with my five grandchildren, my three adult children. My daughter lives about an hour away from me. On my way home back to Plano, I stopped to see a friend of mine. Her mom has been sick.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left her house, I was following the direction of my GPS. The GPS said, make a left turn. Baby, I made that left turn. Not knowing, I was only one way. And I had a head-on collision.
Oh,
head-on collision. But I'm still here talking to you today.
Oh.
Head-on. I know in my car, I have rosaries all over the place. There's no... I'm in the car. I say my rosary. I know my Mother Mary is with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I know I'm in pain, but I can't put this together. I just celebrated you, Lord. I said, baby Jesus, I celebrated you. And when I was leaving my two kids, the twins, they said, bye, Nana. I said, God, you still kept me. I'm here. I can't put this together.
Mm.
But all I can say, Mother Mary, you are my mom.
Yeah.
You are my mom.
Yeah.
I just celebrated your son.
Right.
You mean
right. But
December 25th, the next day, this right. happened.
Right, right. But Vivian, with the head-on collision, where are you now today? You're not in the hospital, correct?
No.
Okay. So you're home or you're healing. How are you faring physically? Are you doing okay? That part, emotionally, this has got to be shocking, so shocking to you and all, everything that's transpired. But I just need to know where you are in your physical condition.
Yes, I'm like you just said, don't give up. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm still able to go to mass. I'm looking at my parish. I'm looking at the people.
Right.
I told the priest what happened. I'm like, God, you mean, sometimes I'm like, I know people in this parish, you know, if I'm not here, they was like, oh, I don't see Vivian anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's still a dream to me.
Yeah.
That I'm here. I'm here.
But Vivian, you're here because God wants you here. He wants you here. So there's more Vivian that needs to be present in the world. Okay, so he wants you here. Clearly, you were spared and you were helped along so that you can be talking to us today. So that's where we tap into that and find out what the Lord wants us to continue to do, because clearly you have a mission, whether it's in your community, with your family, with yourself. I mean, it's obvious because you had so much happening and you're talking to us today. So that's a huge blessing and miracle that you're here with us. But it's also an opportunity, as you know, to figure out what God expects of this, because it's clear as a bell he wants you here. So in my opinion, I love your faith and never ever give up. You absolutely are an example of that for us. Every time you have ever called to take two, you always inspire, Vivian, always. So you're meant to be here. We're meant to hear this call. We are going to pray that you stay, you know, safe, and you continue on your mission and keep that joy and faith in your heart, and continue to help others. Just like Oscar said, continue to inspire others. So Vivian, I think you're awesome, and I thank you
thank you so much. I wish you the best in your eye surgery.
Thank you. Thank you. And you went through it. I'm going to go through it. So we exchange prayers together. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then just pray for me for my pain. No. Just,
absolutely.
But I'm just like, I just put it all in God's hands. You know, just like you said, whatever he wants to use me in this world, you know, I don't play with my mother, Mary. I don't play with her. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you've got the prayers. We've got you covered, and we love you to pieces. And we wish for you we wish for you abundant blessings this new year. Because when it starts out with what you've just been through, it's gonna always get better, hopefully, and it's gonna be with abundant graces and blessings. And Vivian, we want that for you. Okay.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again real soon. Michael, I know we're going to get ready to hit the pause button. And I believe we had, I think it was Debbie and Carol on the line. If they want to call back, we'd love to take their call. So I don't know if we have time just yet to say hi to, is it Mary? Michael?
Yes, we have Mary calling from Springfield, Missouri, listening on Catholic Radio Network. Mary, we're going to go ahead and try to get you in a little here, and we may have to hold you over the break.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to share this because I've shared it with so many friends, and so many have had different things they're going through. But in the first part of October of last year, like October the 1st, the Lord really spoke to me in my spirit as I was praying, and has impressed on me so much that in reading the scriptures, to stay in the present, don't worry about tomorrow. It's not here yet, and yesterday is gone. Mm-hmm. And he has said in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we also know in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall prepare your way. And
Mary, before you say the end of your sentence there, hold on. You hear the music. You got to stay with us. This is too powerful that you're sharing. I really need the Take Two family to hear what you have to say, the rest of it, please. So hang on. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. We're talking never, ever give up. So please call in. Share your wisdom. We're talking about never, ever giving up, persevering in prayer, okay? Really staying strong, staying focused. This is the first live broadcast of the new year on Take Two. I'd love for you to join us. You've got plenty of time. We're speaking with Mary in Missouri, and she is on a roll, and she's going to continue, and she's going to inform and form all of us, because this, you are the catechist here. So if you want to be a catechist today, here's the number to call in, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Mary, please forgive me, that's an immovable break, and so we're back, and you have the floor. Please continue.
Oh, well, I'll just add to Romans 8:18, and it said these present sufferings are not to be compared to the glory that awaits. We all have our crosses to bear, but look beyond the cross to the glory. God will not take us anywhere that he will not be with us. Hold on to your faith in him and your trust in him, and he will see you through whatever tomorrow brings. He's already there.
Wow. Mary, before we let you go, that was so powerful. I have to ask you a question. Did you learn this? I mean, obviously you were quoting scripture, but I mean, did you learn this idea of this because you went through difficult times? Did somebody tell you? Did you hear it in a homily? Give me a little more of the details of behind the scenes with what has gone on, if you can share with all of us, of what's gone on in Mary's life, because you've got thousands and thousands of people listening right now. They're going through tough times, and they're listening to Mary from Missouri, and they're saying, that sounds great, but she doesn't know what I'm going through.
Okay. I said the Lord really spoke to my spirit on October the 1st of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know what happened on October the 7th.
That's right.
When, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What the Lord has spoke to me about and given me scriptures to hold on to, and no matter what the trouble is or whatever, and said, and I told friends, in fact, I had told three friends that following week after the first, I said, something is going to happen. I don't know what, but I said, the Lord has spoken to my spirit. The shaking has started. And I said, something is going to happen. Well, then October the 7th happened, and I just, in prayer, I just said to the Lord, you told me something was going to happen. You didn't tell me it's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime now, in this whole year that has passed us, so many of my friends have experienced death. They have experienced illness,
mm-hmm.
some accidents. But yet with the scriptures that I've already shared with you, mm-hmm. if you just stand on the scriptures, stand on the rock, which is Jesus, he will never let you go, and you will never have to fear that something can happen tomorrow that you can't face, because his promise is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Stand on that.
So even if, God forbid, there's a war or a terrorist attack or something, a cyber attack or something really, really bad and global happens, we should stand in the word. Correct, Mary?
Amen.
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 I love
God
you.
God has never let us down. We're here today. He won't let us down in the future. Whatever happens, he will be with us.
And Mary, in all your inspiration and in your prayers, are you getting a message that God wants us to really do this together as the body of Christ? Should we practice it individually and together, or how do you see it? I'm just curious, because I have my own thoughts on it.
I think we should do it both, individually and together. That's why I keep sharing this. And when I heard you come on, I don't always catch your program, but I was in the car and I heard you come on and what you said, and I thought, I've got to call in, because this goes right back to what the Lord spoke to me about last year.
Yeah.
And there's no question. I keep sharing it because we have to hold on no matter what happens. We don't even know what's going to happen in the next month. Yeah. Lots can happen. But God is in control. Trust and obey. And so many people, and I don't care if you're Protestant or Catholic, so many people have lost their fear of God. God is a loving God, but God has righteousness above all. He says mercy. We pray for God's mercy because he loves us,
but his will is not any man should perish. And that's why if it comes to a heart shaking that we're all affected by, it's for people to get their eyes off of what doesn't matter and back on him, because that's for eternity.
Right. That's the most important thing. Well, look what we just experienced in New Orleans, Mary, with the New Year's celebration. Look at all the people that got hurt and they were traumatized and they lost their lives. They thought they were going out for a New Year's Eve event and to celebrate, and look what happened. And so you are, and we're praying. We're praying for everybody in New Orleans and Vegas and other parts of the country and the world that are really feeling some disturbances and experiencing death around them, which is very traumatizing. People don't realize that death and witnessing death hits the spirit very deeply, because you know that's something we're all going to face, and so it's very difficult. But you're right, Mary. Amen to you. I say it back to you. You just shared it with a global audience, and I hope and pray people listen to what you have to say, and they do go to prayer. They do stay strong. They repair the body of Christ. You know, we just had the massive reparation with EWTN. Okay. That they do what they can do to help heal so that we can get through this together. Mary, God love you. Thank you so much for weighing in on the first live broadcast of Take Two of 2025, okay?
All right. Well, God bless you, and remember, he is with you.
Amen. I got you, Mary. Thank you. Beautiful call from Mary from Missouri. That is amazing. Guys, if you have something to say about this, now's the time. We had Carol, we had Debbie on the line. You're welcome to call back. We'll inch you up to the front of the line. If you were obviously inspired by the Holy Spirit to call in for this first live broadcast of 2025 of Take Two, I want you to share with the world, just like Mary did, just like Vivian did, just like Oscar did. Okay, there's time and there's room for you. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit, we do believe it's the Holy Spirit prompting you. So say yes. Okay, say yes. Stop what you're doing and make that phone call. It's super easy. Matt's ready to answer your call right away. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And like I shared at the beginning of the show, I am facing surgery January 7th, so my eyes are completely compromised. And so Michael McCall, our producer, is helping me out, and I'm using his eyes so he can see what's cooking on social media. Michael?
All right. Well, you know, Wendy is on listening and watching on YouTube has a similar sentiment to our last caller. She says, so many people have crushed my life to the ground, but somehow Jesus keeps helping me to get up over and over. Jesus, mm-hmm. Thank you, and our Blessed Mother.
Absolutely. Another amen to that. Amazing. Because they're never going to leave us. Though we are marked for Christ as baptized Catholic Christians. We are marked for Christ. He knows us. He knows every hair on our head. He's not going to leave us. Plus, he gave us each a guardian angel that is handpicked by God himself for us for the journey. All you have to do, like Mary said, is if you're standing in Scripture, go to Psalm 91 on most translations of the Bible. Psalm 91. The angels are there to guard us and guide us. They're never going to leave us. And I'll tell you what, I will share some experience that I had. I had several encounters with this past 8 months with these eye issues that were, in my opinion, miracles. And I believe the my guardian angel was responsible. And I'll share that, after the surgery, because I just want, Michael is so funny. I never looked forward to a surgery. I mean, I'm so looking forward to this surgery. If I could, I would sit and sleep in the parking lot of the surgical center just to get close to the surgery room. Because I so appreciate, folks, I so appreciate and admire. And I think they're the strongest human beings in the world, those that are visually impaired. I'm going to tell you that right up front. I've always loved and admired Father Robert Spitzer, always. And he's a listener of Take Two, and he likes Take Two, and so I just love him for that. But I got to tell you, folks that are dealing with eye issues or visually impaired or, you know, fully or they cannot see at all, You guys are my biggest heroes because I have never in my life experienced what I've experienced. This is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but I will tell you that it allowed me. I had a great conversation, Michael, my producer. I had a great conversation with Johnette Williams last weekend, and Johnette, she's so good at giving those golden gems of things to look for as opportunities for spiritual growth. And she said so many things in this beautiful conversation, because Johnette went through her own eye issues this year, or I should say last year, because we're in the new year. But Johnette said to me, you know, look for, you know, the opportunities for growth. Look for the reason, you know, why, you know, start to really pursue it and go deeper and see if it's something that can really help you grow in your spiritual life and help others. And it was so profound, the things that she was saying. And I really try my hardest to practice that going through this. But it's tough, I got to tell you. And I keep thinking of John Paul II. John Paul II saying never, ever give up. So we want to continue this theme today. Tomorrow is the Real Presence show. We're going to talk about the Eucharist. We turn the corner. We go right into a series of shows. Jerry will be back. And Jerry is going to share some things similar to what we're talking about today. There's miracles all around us. But if we don't discuss it from various angles, we're going to miss it. Because life is going way too fast. We're going to miss it. So let's stay in the moment, like all our previous callers said, and let's see where we can kind of finish off this broadcast in a really strong way for the new year. Michael, I know I was just sharing a little bit to give update to you and to the Take Two family, but I know we have another caller.
We do have another caller. We have Dee calling in from Virginia, listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 130. Dee, you're on the air with Debbie Giorgiani.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
Hi, Debbie. Debbie, I wanted to call, and I have to share this because this is something I found several years ago. It was a novena of surrender. I don't know if you've heard of it. Maybe you've talked about it, but I've never heard it on your show, and I can't always get it. Mm-hmm. So it was by Father Delindo mm-hmm. Rotolo, yes. mm-hmm. and he's from Naples. He was actually a Franciscan as Padre Pio, and they knew each other. Mm-hmm. And Padre Delindo was told by our Lord to this novena of surrender. And most of all, you just say, Jesus, you take over even the most impossible things when you can't find a solution to anything. You've tried everything, and it's not a selfish need, you know, except, you know, to find peace or do something that is impossible. And I've done it, you know, I've turned it over to him and went to sleep. And usually I'm a worrier and stay up all night, but I did not. And I went to sleep, and within a week or so, he took over.
Wow.
And he helped. And there's another one of this, a shorter novena. Mm-hmm. It's the Rosary of Abandonment. Have you heard of it?
Yes, actually. And I was waiting till you finished, and I want to share a couple things that you are sending to our Take Two family, because I think this is just the perfect call, Dee. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you that Rosary of Abandonment, it's very short. You ask Jesus to come to your assistance, and then our Father, Hail Mary, and then you, first decade of the Rosary, you say, Jesus, you take over 10 times, and then finish with Glory Be. And the second decade, you go, Mary, Mother Mary, guide me, please. I always say please because maybe I'll get more if I say please.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, and then you do this on the five decades of the Rosary,
right.
And you end with a Glory Be after each decade, mm-hmm. And you alternate. Jesus, you take over, or Mother Mary, please guide me, and then you end with a Hail Holy Queen. I swear by this one. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that has helped the most impossible situations.
Yeah.
And well, really and truly gives you peace. Go ahead.
Right. Well, Dee, okay, so you're going to be so proud of us. First of all, let me circle back to the surrender novena, surrender prayer. Father Delindo Rutolo, okay, you're absolutely spot on. Jerry and I love that prayer and that devotion. Okay, we absolutely love it. And we have shared it with the Take Two family multiple times because it's one of our favorites. Yes, and I thank you, but thank you for reminding us, because here's what happens. We have conversations on Take Two. We talk about all the issues and we cover it from all angles. And then after the show, so many people say, well, what do we do next? What do we do next? Well, Dee, you just shared what we can do next. Okay, and Mary had shared about going into scripture and staying strong, and you just shared about this devotion. So you were spot on. You were meant to call in, and the rosary as well. So let me share this with you. You talking about Father Delindo Rutolo being in Naples and Padre Pio being in San Giovanni Rotondo. Okay, you nailed it perfectly. People used to travel from Naples to see Padre Pio, and Padre Pio would say, "What are you traveling
to go to Padre Delindo?"
Yes, yes, and it was so funny. So they were both complimenting each other and both sharing each other, and people were going back and forth. It's amazing. So we have two very great holy examples that we can follow: Padre Pio and Father Delindo Rotolo. And I you are spot on. Surrender Novena is a game changer, a spiritual game changer. And yes, Jesus.
It works.
Yep. I was just going to say it. Jesus does take the wheel. So Dee, home run of a call. Thank you so much.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
I sent to you, I was in Sicily, and I sent to you, because I know you're Sicilian, from Cefalù, I think Magnet and something else about 6 months ago. And I don't know if you ever received it. I sent it to EWTN.
Yes, Dee. It was forwarded to me. Yes. Okay. So this is my Dee that's calling. Okay. Dee, thank you so much. Okay.
I thought of you, and I was in Sicily, and I loved it.
Thank you.
I'm Sicilian.
I know. Oh, God bless you. Yes, and I'm so sorry because of the eye issues. Everything's been slowed down, and I have to play catch up. It's probably going to take me a year to play catch up. But yes, EWTN forwarded to me. Thank you for thinking of me. God bless you for that.
Okay, and I had to share this, honest to goodness, because we have to do what God wants, not what we want. What God wants, and no matter what it is, we have to just trust Him.
Yep.
And we're in for a lot of things ahead of us, but we have to keep trusting. And I put all my family in His care. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't do anything anymore except I don't preach. I just pray.
Yeah,
so,
right. Oh, I love that. I don't preach. I just pray. I love it. Dee, you're awesome. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today. And Happy New Year. And thank you again for
Happy New Year to you, honey. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Michael, do we have time for another caller?
We do. We're going to go next to Gabe from Cleveland, Ohio, listening to us on The Rock. Gabe, you're on the air.
Hi, Gabe.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Debbie. I love you and Jerry so much. And Matt, I adore you. He knows I love you. Happy, happy New Year. Today is the 12th anniversary of my mother's passing in heaven. Very traumatic experience. We won't talk about it. But I want to just tell you, sweetheart, I am praying to you. I am praying especially to St. Raphael. Now, years ago when I went on a pilgrimage to Gethsemane, a woman gave me this beautiful, beautiful painting of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which I have in my room. It's got Fisherwood. And she told me that he was my patron, even though I'm Gabrielle, right? Who knew? All right, so I'm praying to him for you. You know, I'm Sicilian and Calabrese, but I'm melting pot stew. And I'm going to be praying that your eyes, sweetheart, are better than they've ever been before. I'm praying
you.
The same thing for myself, you know, because I've got heavy metal poisoning and on and on, you know, disabilities, whatever. I'm going to Social Security to get my Merry Christmas. They fouled up my Social Security utterly. It was hilarious. They lowered my pay by $285. I was supposed to get an increase of 52. It was just, I don't need Medicare. I'm too young. I thought I had to have it. Anyway, let me just say that I am married to our Lord. I am his. I call him my shepherd lamb, and I'm his lammy girl. So whatever, I love the previous caller. Whatever he wants, he gets. I say, you know, and I'm Mary's girl. I'm consecrated 33 days of morning glory. Guys, audience, people, all my beloved sisters, brothers, do that. And Maximilian Kolbe, I mean, I have Padre Pio to my left at all times, probably, and St. Faustine. I just, you know, pray for the safeguarding of my purity and, you know, right, to confess sins immediately. And then Maximilian Kolbe, I have a special love for him. His birthday in heaven is our Edward Bishop Molesik's actual birthday. And 2 days after mine, I told Bishop Molesik, you know, we came early for the Feast of the Assumption. So, and that was when Jerry went back to seminary. So I was just praying to my guardian angel that I could get it all in. Also, I'm going to need prayers. I have suspicious blood vessels in my, I forget which eye it is. I think it's my left. Anyway, I don't have high blood pressure or, you know, diabetes, none of those diabetes. But it's suspicious. So, and I got cataracts. So I'll just end with a hilarious prayer that I made up. Okay. So, oh, dear Heavenly Father, let the scales fall from my eyes and the cottage cheese from my thighs forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, well, you know what, Gabe? I have to tell you, it's a good thing that the good Lord has a great sense of humor. And guess what? Anytime we connect like that in this beautiful way that we would talk to one another, you have to imagine that it puts a smile on his face. It puts a smile on Jesus's face because he loves that close connection. He, of course, we are to be reverent. Of course, we are to be respectful. Of course, we should know that we are praying to God, right? But he loves that intimacy. Why? How do we know that? Well, look at the show we're going to do tomorrow, The Real Presence, about the Most Holy Eucharist. He wants to absolutely be taken into us to stay with us. Gabe, you're just a beautiful soul. I love hearing your voice on the first broadcast of 2025. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for everything. You're just amazing. And by the way, Michael McCall is our producer. Michael, we have Bishop Molesik, I believe, is going to be possibly coming on this year on Take Two. So that should make everybody in Cleveland, Ohio very happy. So that'll be a wonderful guest for Take Two. But Michael, do we have time for another caller?
We do. We have Jan calling in from Colorado, listening on Sirius XM 130. Jan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jan. Happy New Year.
Hi, Debbie. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I share your struggle with vision loss, and I just wanted to encourage you and let you know you're in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you. Has it been hard for you?
2 years ago, I unexpectedly lost my sight, and I'm now legally blind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no warning, no explanation, just my optic nerves have deteriorated. There's no hope for this condition, so I've spent the last 2 years learning to live as a blind person, and my physical world has gotten so small because there's so many things I can't do anymore, but I've learned to live more fully in the spiritual world. I cling to scripture. I listen to daily mass when I'm not able to go. And the Lord is just, I'm relying more and more on the Lord to feed me and to guide me and to just give me the courage to keep going on.
Jan, wow. What you just shared, I'm just got a stream of tears coming down my cheeks because I definitely can feel a little bit of what you're going through. I mean, I guess I should say, fortunately, I'm able to get to surgery so hopefully they can correct it. But I just want to say, you're really strong in my book, okay? Really strong. And
thank you.
Yeah, and I pray for you. This is my prayer because I'm learning this. And actually, it was Johnette Williams again who helped me with this. I am learning, and my prayer is that you continue on this path of strength and of spiritual focus so that the good Lord uses you in just miraculous ways. And, you know, who knows? We believe that God can perform all miracles, right? So we still go for all miracles, right? We go for the miracles. And Jan, I'm going to pray that you are super strong in this so you can help so many souls. And someday, not only when God calls you home. When God calls you home, I pray you attain a very high place in heaven for you remaining faithful and being so such a beautiful soul. So Jan, thank you. Thank you. Stay strong. If you want to email me and stay in touch, just email me at take2@ewtn.com. Wow. What a great, amazing show today. I'm so sorry we're not going to get to anyone else. Michael, you did an awesome job. Matt on the phones. Pedro on social media. This is the way we got to do this together, folks. Stay together. Stick together. We're going into the Real Presence show tomorrow. Please show up in a big way and pray for one another. Okay? Prayers work. Miracles do happen. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.